Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
London tap water is shit.
Do you not have a Brita filter?
I did, but I broke it. It's just, look, how many years have I lived down here now?
A while. Probably four.
Still can't do it. First thing I do when I go home is have a big glass of water.
Do you just wait until you go?
Literally, it's the first thing I do. I get in, let tap run, and just like, proper water.
Right. Brita filter. Or similar.
Or similar. Yeah, I had one, and it worked, and it just gets in way as well. It's good for a kettle, though.
It is. Do you descale your kettle?
Yeah, because you have to in bloody London.
Oh, I saw inside one of my friend's kettles the other day. Never having anything, they're going to make me.
Yeah, it makes your brews taste crap as well.
Yeah. Descale it at least every other week.
Every other week?
That's what I do.
Oh, I do mine like once every 6 months.
Every six? No wonder you had problems a few weeks ago. Oof. It's all that lime scale.
That's why my coffee's good. Hello and welcome to our weekend release. This is our bonus podcast episode where we see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week, random things that have been sent in, extra bits from our week, and how our advice went down with you, our wonderful G and Divas.
Look who's just turned up into the studio.
I know, merchandise Matt.
Before he leaves us for the north.
All right, Bill. Are you going up north?
Yes, he's had enough.
Are you moving back up north?
Back to Manchester.
For how long? Ever? Did you not like it? And look, we probably shouldn't do this on the episode.
No, it's just something
you go. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I said to Ben, I said, oh my God, the depressing thing is I'm now your only London friend.
And me.
Yeah, well, that's even more depressing.
Me and Ben never hang out outside the pub. Oh, yeah, we do.
Sometimes.
We do, actually.
Yeah.
We're going to go on Burnley Stoke next season.
Are you? Yes, now that you're in the same league.
Shut up, we're not talking about it. Come on, do first bit of respondents.
Okay. Hello, William and Jordan. I just listened to the episode where you gave your thoughts on the stag do banter and general stag do etiquette. You were both absolutely right. The guys were great and we all got on really well. If anything, I fell victim to overthinking and your advice actually made me think about my own assumptions.
Aww.
A small correction in that the celebrations were in London, but everything, as you both pointed out, was quite sensible and I was home by midnight. Oh, like Cinderella. Thanks again, and to anyone nervous about these things, be open to anything. That's always been my motto, as you never know who you're going to meet. And congratulations to the newly promoted Sunderland.
What's that? It must be a Sunderland fan. So this was the guy that was going on the stag do, but he was gay and really worried that everyone was going to be...
It was all going to be a bit laddie.
And I said it'd be fine.
Yes, his name's Dominic.
There you go.
I'm glad it went all right. I can't give that feedback about my Belfast and Dublin versions of the stag do. But maybe I hope to give them to the English and Scottish.
William was absolutely hammered.
Well, there's obviously something in the water.
Pissing in the side of a gutter, it was.
I was not.
Honestly, middle of Belfast, pissing down the street.
That's absolute slander.
Pulled his knickers to one side.
My
and just...
knickers.
Like a camel.
Right, next piece of correspondence. This is from Sarah, and it's an essay. Hi, Jordan, William, and P. Ben. This is really an email for Jordan. We'll get you to read it. I just wanted to say I'm sorry about Burnley being relegated. I went to the turf for the first time today. My husband works for the COVID testing company who did all the testing for the players, the staff and visitors when football was allowed to start again way back in 2020. Even though he moaned a bit at being sent to Burnley, it's an hour's drive each way and he'd often have to leave at 5 a.m. to be in time for the staff to open up in time for training, he grew to love the club. So much so that our household are now honorary clerics.
Oh, that's what people do. Bless you.
Bless me. It's just COVID. He got some complimentary tickets for the last match and I went with him. We were sitting a few rows behind you, and even though I know you would have been lovely and kind, I just didn't feel it was right. It was the right time to shout, "Jordan, can I have a selfie? I'm a big fan." Because we are big fans, but you looked as...
Because we are big fans, you looked as nervous as, well, as nervous as someone on the last day of the season could be.
All right. We had a brilliant time. The atmosphere was fantastic. I'm not a football fan at all, but I loved it. And Burnley fans are just brilliant.
Oh.
I definitely will be back. Well, they'll need your money. However, I'm really sorry that they were relegated. My husband was also massively upset because he knows that some players probably won't have their contracts renewed. Staff will lose their jobs. I feel bad now. And he made a lot of friends in the 2 years he worked there. He's more upset for them than anything else. That being said, they will play Wigan next year, and you're more than welcome to sit with us when Burnley are away at the DW Stadium, where we will all be cheering for the Clarets, because that's just who we are now. Sarah.
Oh, that's mad day. That's Sarah,
nice.
Thank you.
And you were there, weren't you?
Yeah, Burnley gets a bad rep, and this is one of the reasons I'm always harping on about it, but it genuinely is a great town full of fantastic, hardworking, honest, lovely people. And people come to watch Burnley, they're like, they're great fans and great town, but yeah. And honestly, I wouldn't mind it if you'd ask for a picture. So anytime you see me, ask for a picture, it's fine. Just be careful of William, it's him that gets arsy with people. The girl in Belfast.
When?
When I was chatting to her in the shop, and you were like...
No, we were just blocking an entrance.
I was talking to her, I was being polite, and you were like, must you speak to her?
I did not say that. You're on a slanderous bent this afternoon.
Beg your pardon?
A slanderous bent. Like track.
Oh, right, okay. Thank you, Sarah. That letter's really made my day. Go on, next one.
This is from C. See it, save it, sorted. Hi, Jordan, William and producer Ben. I saw this TikTok and immediately thought of William. I was wondering what his thoughts on this were. Is he happy being branded as a red flag? P.S. This is not my opinion, just to clarify, so please don't think I agree with this person.
What's a TikTok? It's just been sent to us. What is it? Let's have a look. I'm still not on TikTok.
People who pronounce the word tissue as tissue, or people who pronounce issue as issue. What's that about? That immediately a red flag. Do you know who I
Well, it's not worse than someone posh taking the mick out of tissue
as tissue.
Yes, well, this is a video from Sasha Appleton.
I'm sorry, but if you're called Sasha, you can't take the mick out of how someone pronounces issue. So Lee, see, look at me getting defensive of you. I'm sure she's a lovely girl, but I do stick up for you.
Thank you. I do. No, I appreciate
I'm very
that.
Protective over you, you know.
Thank you. Ditto.
So I don't think it's a red flag. I think she's only joking, though. She don't take it seriously.
It's a red flag that you, Sasha, haven't been bothered to learn the English language.
Don't have a go at Sasha. She's only TikToking. She'll only be joking.
Well, I'm going to cry into my tissue. Mm. It's correct, RP, to say tissue and issue.
I say tissue. William says tissue, and it's not.
I used to be honest. I'll be honest. I did used to say tissue and issue. And sometimes, if I'm being quite lazy in my speech, or I'm not thinking, or I'm speaking very quickly, of course, it's a you slip into sloppy English. But since I've had my elocution, it was pointed out to me that if I wanted to do proper RP, it's tissue and issue.
Do you remember when William had elocution last year because he felt like he was sounding more like me? What was it you said?
Some of my vowels started to go quite flat.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh dear. Sometimes when I opened my mouth, Jordan came out.
Wow. Do you know what I was going to say? Wow. Do you know what I said the other day? That is, even for me,
yes.
Was very northern.
Mm.
I went, and even I was like, I'm so sorry. I went, "Gee over."
And that means what? Hello?
Give over.
Oh, I sit. What, as in stop?
Like, "Give over, you're winding me up." Oh. Just come out. And I was like, I'm sorry. I was meant to say give over.
Give over.
Give over.
I don't think I'd say give over either.
Give over. And I said another one. What is it? Like, get off.
Get off.
Gosh. Get off, mate. Like, get off.
It's like an episode of Coronation Street.
Get off. Get off.
This one is from an anonymous. Dear Jordan, William and Ben, please keep me anonymous. I'm not 100% certain my information is correct and I don't want to spread rumours. Not like it matters anymore. I'm a resident of Preston. Can you tell? I'm delighted. And I'm sorry to say that the Chinese all-you-can-eat buffet closed down about 5 years ago.
Oh, we were talking about this a few weeks ago, weren't we?
Indeed. I believe that they had a zero staff food hygiene rating at one point and had to close multiple times due to rodent infestations.
Oh, I used to eat there all the time. God, I used to love that restaurant.
This spring roll's crunchy. As I said, this information may be incorrect, but if you are a Prestonian, I don't think you could have escaped that information. I also know of many people who suffered from horrendous food poisoning from there. Much to my horror, I have eaten there and don't quite know why I did. However, it was a really nice establishment otherwise, decor or size-wise, etc., and is now making room for a new restaurant opening soon, I believe. Hope this information is useful to you. Well, when I'm next up in Preston eating...
For legal reasons, we must say that we don't know if any of that is true.
Right.
Okay.
We're not governed by Ofcom. We can say what we like.
Well, but you can't just slander someone's business.
Well, they're closed.
Yeah, anyway.
What are they going to do, sue us?
When it opened, it was great. Oh, they had such good food there. It was very good for
food. Largely rat.
No, it wasn't. It was nice.
Well, clearly, if it had a zero food, that's really bad. You know there's that app you can look up restaurants.
Do you know a lot of that's to do with paperwork? No, it is.
I think
it
when you get sort of below 3-star, it's pretty bad.
It's to do with paperwork a lot.
Yeah, and the paper's probably filthy. I always look up the food star rating.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't.
If it's below 4, it's just not going to happen.
Is it? Anyway, thanks for letting us know. I had many happy memories in Buffet at Preston. I think I went there for my 18th.
Gosh. And that was the one where they had pictures of the wall of people that hadn't paid?
Yeah.
Right.
I knew half of them. Wendy up there, and I'm not joking. Wendy up there, like when what's his name had his mugshot? Hugh Grant. She wasn't, I'm joking.
I'm sure your mother is delighted to be compared to Hugh Grant.
She wasn't on the infamous thingy. Anyway.
Infamous, not infamous.
If you've got a question, oh, sorry, that's you. If you've got a question or a story that isn't a dilemma or a problem, this is the place where we can read it out. So drop into our DMs on social media or send us an email.
You're laughing at your own joke. It didn't make sense.
Anything you want to share with us. We also love hearing back from the people we offer advice to. So if that's you, get back in touch with producer Ben and we'll see you next week.
Maybe.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.